Be'ez Hashem, we're starting a new Masechta, Masechta Shkolim. There's something unique about Masechta Shkolim in Seder Moed. One thing that's unique, of course, is that there's no Gemara, there's no Shas Bavli on Shkolim. In all the Shasin is printed Shas Yerushalmi. It's only Masechta that most of Klai Yisrael, if they're learning Shkolim, they learn with Yerushalmi. The reason is because the Kadmonim understood that you have to learn a whole Seder. So even though Shkolim, there's no Gemara, why Taka? Didn't the Amiroim, why weren't the Amiroim Nisadir a Gemara on Masechta Shkolim? The answer is Masechta Shkolim is somewhat an anomaly in the Seder. The rest of the Masechtas deal with Yom Tov, which are Negea, even Bizman Hazeh. So even though there's no Shas Bavli on Seder Zeroim outside of Masechta Brochas, which is Negea Bizman Hazeh, and not on Teh Seder Tiris outside of Masechta Nido, which is Negev Bizman Hazeh. Kochim, yes. Kochim, Namiroim, were Misadar, Seder, Kochim, but not on Zoram and Tyrus. So over here in the Chelik of Seder Moed, which is really a Mesechta, it's not Negev Lahaloch Lamaisa. It's totally about Inyoni Kochim, Momin Kochim, and the Dovis to Kochim, and so on and so forth, Mesechta Shkolim. So Mamel, they weren't Misadar Gemara in order to make a hecker that this Mesechta is Takanat. The Inyonim of Mesechta Shkolim on his bar in the Yerushalmi. Hey Yois, the Yerushalmi covers the Yonim, so the Amiroim were not Mesadar, a separate Mesechta of Bavli over here. So whatever we're going to discuss from the Gemara is either in other places in Shas, but primarily in Yerushalmi, as brought over here in the Mefarshei HaMishnah. Interesting also is the placement over here in Mesechta Shkolim. What tak is it doing in Seder Moed, if it's in Yoni Kochim? Chazal saw fit to put Shkolim in the Chelik of Shas, the Chelik of Torah, that deals with the yearly calendar. Where's the yearly calendar? Masechta Shkolim, we have as a reminder that was the Zman that there were Machriz al Hashkolim, and the first words of Masechta is Bechad Badim Hashmin al Hashkolim. That's the beginning of Chodesh Adar. We use that as our Rish Chodesh benching to get ready for the Avodah of Chodesh Adar leading towards Nisan. We have four Parshias. The Shkolim, the Zohar, there's Parah, and there's Chodesh, the first parasha, is Shkolim. That's our relationship. And the Shkolim taka we give in Chodesh Adar, takon and derabonon, even though there's no din deraisa, but we give the Mois Tzedakah, Zeichel, Amachtza, Shekel, taka and Chodesh Adar, except we don't do it at the beginning of Adar, we do it later on by Tainis Esther. We might add the fascinating parallel that's brought in Svarim, that the same way there's a process of Hischatshus Hashanah by Rosh Hashanah. Well, on Rosh Hashanah we stand, it's the first day of the Bria. Hayayim ha-Soylom, Hayayim Yamin Bamishpot. The real truth of the matter is that there's a parallel, the same way B'tishra Nivroilom, B'nisa Nivroilom. Before I should explain, Taisa Rosh Hashanah, that there's different aspects of creation, what that means on a deeper level is not for here. But Al-Kapanim, there is a Bria Soylom on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the same way the Brias Ha'olam of Chodesh Tishrei, the Mefarshim explains, is not really Brias Ha'olam. It's Brias Ha'odam. The world really started on Chof Hei Elul. That's why we start Slichus. We're Machriz on the Kumadika Yom Hadin on Chof Hei Elul, the sixth day of creation, when Adam Rishon was created, and he was Choyte, and he was judged, and he was sent away, but he was given another chance, was all on Rosh Hashanah. That's why our Mishpas on Rosh Hashanah says the Drosh Zoran. The same thing is true, legabe Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that on Chof Hei Ador is when they're memashkin al Hashkolim. The Beis Din reminds everybody that Chodesh Nisan is coming by being memashkin al Hashkolim. Al derech drush, there's a connection between the two. So Shkolim has some elements of the Seder Hazmanim of the year, and that's why it was put together over here with all the Masechtas in Seder Moed. Be'echod ba'adar mashmien al Hashkolim. In the timeline of the year, like we said, this is part of the Magal Hashanah, the first day of Adar mashmien al Hashkolim, because the new cycle of Mois that was used in the Beis HaMikdosh had to be in place, the system had to be completely in place for the Mois to be used on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You need a month to process and get everything there. So be'echod ba'adar mashmien al Hashkolim, that's when they announce, and Bezd in the Mefarshim say, Asholchim b'chol ori Yisrael, and the machri is that everybody should bring their shkolim. Most people came enthusiastically. Avada to have a schus in the korbanos. The pasuk says in Pinchas zois oil as chayish b'chadshoy l'chadshe hashana, that the karbona should be brought from that which is chaydish, that which is chadosh from this year. It shouldn't be brought from the old money. It should be brought from the trumas halishka, that money which was from the shkolim of this year. The money that was from last year is already not used for regular karbonas of this year. So be'echad ba'adem hashmin al hashkolim al haklayim. This has nothing to do with the din over here, but it's just because that's the beginning of when the planting season starts. Memela al haklayim, because that's when there has to be clarity as to the different types of seeds and what can be planted each way. It's easy to make mistakes. Bezin was supervised and made sure that there was no planting of klayim, which is a lav deraisa. Bachamisha also by again working through the timeline of Mesechet Shkolim. Koyunis ha-Megillah b'krachin. Tassant. It's in Seder Moed. After Mesechet Pesachim, maybe the Mesechet over here should be before Mesechet Megillah. Tassant. Why it came after Pesachim. Ken zayin that Pesachim is the Mesechet in Seder Moed that has to do with Kachim. There's a lot of Karbonis. Maybe, but if in that case, even Shumham Mesechet Yom is also full of Inyani Kachim. So that's a little bit of a mystery why it's here. Rachabon, the Mishnah over here continues with the timeline of Chodesh Adar. Bachamisha also boy kernis ha-Megillah b'krochen. On the 15th day, they lay in that Shushan Purim, when they lay in the cities that are surrounded, Mimois B'Yishur Benun, with a wall. Umitaklin Sadrachim, that's a day since it's the middle of the month, when those that are in charge of municipal affairs got Eretz Yisrael back in working order after the rainy season to... for the Eilei Regel to make their way to Yerushalayim. They were misak and they paved the roads. They fixed up mikvois that fell into disrepair. They needed cement, they needed lime, tit, to be put onto the walls in order to shore up the mikvois. They'd have to be put down in the marketplaces to pave in order that people should be able to come and buy whatever they needed to be Eilei Regel, and so on. V'oisin kol tzorchi harabim. They were oisik. Called Tzorkei Rabbim is a very open-ended statement. What's Tzorkei Rabbim? The Rav gives a few examples. Again, it comes from the Yerushalmi, Dine Momnes, Dine Nefoshes. Any communal events, things that had to be taken care of. Choyves Tehegdish, Hashkoa Soita, Sreifas Poro. Sreifas Poro, we have Pashas Poro, is also in the lead-up, in the few weeks that are a lead-up to Chodesh Nisan. Ritzias Evet Ivri, Taras Mitzorah. In the rainy season, it's hard for people to make their way from village to village. They were more isolated. Once you're in Chodesh Adar, getting towards the end of the rainy season was easier to take care of whatever had been neglected over the last number of months. The Rav says, Sholchan Leftech Boyer Shomayim Mechunasim. They open up covered wells in order that there should be enough water for the Eilei Mitzrayim, for the Eilei Regel. Here's something else which is important for the Eilei Regel, and for anybody in Eretz Yisrael who's eating Kachim and Trumas. Mitzainin es ha-kvoris, they would mark kvoris, could become obliterated when the stones that are on top get washed away. And then people could step on it and become tummy. So they have to be mitzayin, the kvorim. They do an Eretz Yisrael, they mark with blue. When they don't want to lose a kevi, you can do the same thing over here also. V'yoytzin af al ha-klayim. They didn't just make a public announcement, they went around. And if necessary, they were oiker klayim that was growing in the ground. That's the tesefes. Or what we said, Be'echad Ba'adam Mashmi'en ala klayim. Over here, it's the yoytze and they do something about it. If it wasn't, the klayim wasn't taken care of responsibly, then they'll go and they'll make their makor. This is the time to do it.